What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Paranormal Science.
Good evening. Welcome to another edition of Paranormal Science. I'm Joe Hawk.
I'm Stan Zurich.
I'm Ed Mac Daddy Mac Ray.
I'm Kelly Mac Ray.
Just for the dramatic pause there, they were waiting to see who would go first.
I was being proper.
Yeah, that was good. That was nice, Ed. I appreciate that.
But there was a freeze up.
They're like, no, you go. No, you go. They're like pointing at each other. I don't want to go. You go.
Oh, man. Thus far, we got on the radio.
That's right. That's right. As long as we're here.
Yeah, we're all here.
So, ECPC's kind of taking over the show tonight, I want to say, right?
Mm-hmm. It is.
We're here. We're having a good time. It's this Friday, guys. This Friday is ECPC 2016, our second annual...
Excuse me, though, Joe. I want to get one thing in there before we get into this.
Go ahead.
I'd like to wish my mother a happy birthday. If you ask her, she's 39 years old this past, I want to say, Wednesday.
Really? Well, happy birthday.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Stan's
mom. Yes.
39.
Happy birthday. 39 and holding. Every year, 39.
39 and holding.
Thursday was a birthday. Thursday?
Outstanding.
Yeah. Awesome. Happy birthday.
And Saturday, Joe. Saturday.
What did I say?
Friday.
No, it's not Friday.
I know.
Why did I say that?
I don't know.
I was wrong. Probably because we were just talking about that we had to be up there Friday for everything, going setting up and stuff, but that's my bad. You're right, Kel. It's Saturday.
It's anxiousness because the awesome... ECPC is upon us.
I can't wait. I'm excited.
Yes.
It came fast.
It did. Yes. It did. Yeah. Yeah. Quicker than normal. Yeah.
We were talking about this yesterday.
Right. It's probably because we're so excited. It just kind of came up on us. You know, mm-hmm. I don't know. It seems like just yesterday we were like, oh, we'll have to plan next year's, and we had our little thing after that. And the next thing you know, boom, here it is.
It's here.
But the good thing is we actually we're gonna have some call-ins tonight about some of the vendors and some of the teams and the people that are going to be at ECPC. So I'm curious to see what they have to say if they're Yeah, they were non-coerced on what they're going to say, so we'll see what they have to say. Maybe they don't want to be there. I don't know.
Yeah, hey, we'll see. we'll wait and see what they say.
Yeah, that's right. So that's a huge plus. But Stan, well, what do we have? We have a full schedule, don't we?
We have a full schedule. We have about at least a dozen psychics, comparable to last year.
Awesome.
Yeah, so I mean, anybody that's looking to have their cards read, any type of readings at all, you want to have your crystals, your stones. Anything at all like that, it's there. It's available for you.
Excellent. I know, unfortunately, Mary Barrett, the one that did your past life regression is not going to be there, unfortunately. She had some
family issues,
some family problems and some issues going on that she just couldn't financially make it out here. And
but I haven't talked to her yet, but I'm sure that next time she's around, we will do it live on the air. We'll finish it up.
I'm sure she would not have a problem with that. Yeah. I'm sure. She actually put a nice little post up on, if anybody's friends with her on Facebook, about coming to East Coast Paracon and saying, unfortunately, how she wouldn't be there. And it was very nice of her, and I truly appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, I wish her the best with her personal stuff going on and everything else. So that was very nice of her to do that. I know our buddy Bob Shorts out there listening to us. I know he is. And that wasn't somebody's phone at all. That's okay. But I was like, ding. I know Bob's listening. Bob's going to be there. He's going to be talking about a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah, Bob's on at 6 o'clock. UFOs and other things.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So that's a good thing. I'll tell you, I don't care what anybody says. I could listen to that man for a month straight. I love the whole Beatles thing he does.
He's such a knowledgeable in many fields.
He is. He knows his stuff. And, you know, like I was going to say, I love the whole Beatles thing. Anybody that was there last year, of course, this year we didn't have them, but hopefully next year we will. We usually have those little grabbers. We have people come up and we do, you know, the psychic readings and so on and so forth. Bob did a grabber for us, a little special at Savo's back in the day.
That was a good night.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That was like, and what I loved about it is he's so literally passionate about what he's talking about doing.
He is. Very emotional. Yes, he is.
And I don't mean that disrespectfully. I mean that, like, I could appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, he's into it.
You could tell that, you could tell that his heart and soul's
into it.
Right into
it, yes.
Yep.
And I know he said he's going to be talking about that at the Paracon. So I'll be honest with you, I might disappear for that half hour or whatever he's talking, because I just love, every time I listen to him, I learn something different.
Well, if anybody missed it, we had him on the show talking about it. And that got so in-depth. Remember that night, Stan, you were here? There's just so much information I didn't know about with the Beatles and everything else.
And that's just, and then, like, we got a couple calls and some emails afterward, like, when Bob was on, they're like, we really couldn't follow him. Well, I couldn't follow him that night either, because Bob knows what he's talking about.
Yes.
And sometimes he gets, I don't want to say off on a tangent in any disrespectful way, but he's so focused on what he's talking. And people that don't necessarily know the background, the history, or had heard him speak before, kind of get lost in that shuffle.
Yeah.
So, I had asked him, one of these days I'm sure he'll be back on again, but if he could just start with the roots of it and just kind of lay that foundation down so our listeners will know. So next time, if and when he does come on and he starts expanding upon one, you know, sector, the other, that he'll be able to, you know, people be able to follow a little better.
Well, how about that album cover? I mean, when he was here and he was describing the album cover to us, what all the pictures meant and everything like that. Once he explained it to me, I'm like, wow, it's right there, right in front of your face, and you just don't pick it up. So
every time I saw it, I saw an album cover. Like, I saw flowers.
I'm like, oh, somebody was drawing.
Yeah, a couple important people. You know, some nice psychedelic colors. That's what I saw. You know,
but so that's the thing. That when somebody actually deciphers it for you, it was like, wow. I mean, that night there was a lot of information.
But, absolutely.
Hey, who's this other guy that's going to be there?
We got
Mark Kies.
You know him?
Do we know this Mark guy?
Mark Kies. Yeah. Maybe
he wrote some book or something.
Yeah.
He'll be there when he's doing his book signing. He'll have his book there.
Yeah, some type of radio show, some book out there. I don't know what's going on with that guy. But I heard he's all right.
Some kind of investigative team somewhere.
Wait, isn't he supposed to be here with us?
He is.
He's a little tied up, but, you know, Mark's
unfortunately, Mark got tied up, but, yeah, I mean, of course, you know, we're joking, but Mark, you know, I mean, that's where the show got its start from, was Mark, and you know, and Mark, of course, the director and founder of the PPA, and
just kept evolving.
Yeah, and he just he made a great name for himself, and that's just fantastic. He really is. So, but hopefully Mark will be there. I know the PPA is going to be there, or, you know, Mark will be representing that. He'll have his book for sale. And how about that John Stanley guy, too? He's supposed to be there, right?
John Stanley will be there?
He will.
He's very elusive.
He's elusive. He's hard to find.
He is.
They can't put a face with the name.
Yeah, right? Right?
Is that like an AKA? I'll put it that way.
An AKA?
I hear the second book may just be out in time for the Paracon.
Oh, really? And what is that second book?
I believe he calls it Suskin Screams Louder.
There it is.
Oh. It's at the printer now.
Outstanding.
And it's scheduled to be shipping on the 23rd.
Really? If it's overnight, there might be some...
That's it. It might make it.
There might be some signed,
that'd be awesome.
Autographed.
But it could ship early. It's done printing. It's gone right now. It's done printing. It's going off to binding.
Oh, really? So that's great then.
Early.
So when you're at the Paracon, you see the books, just ask for John Stanley, and you may get a face-to-face.
Speaking of that also, you know what? I think Homer might make an appearance. I'm not sure.
Homer? Who's Homer?
Or not Homer.
Elmer. I can't find Elmer.
Homer.
Elmer's missing. I thought he'd do an ad for tonight. I couldn't find him.
Really?
That's just out of control.
No,
Elmer's MIA.
That's not good.
No, we're going to have to do
what did I say,
research.
Homer?
Yeah, where'd you get Homer from?
That's his twin brother.
He was watching The Simpsons tonight.
That's Elmer's twin brother. He'll be there Friday.
Friday. Elmer will make an appearance one way or the other. We have to drag him up there.
Homer's Friday, Elmer's Saturday. Be there.
Well, isn't there something else there that has the essence of hawk that's going to be sold there?
You know what? I've heard that. I've heard that. I haven't tried the product, but I heard it smells phenomenal. No, I'm just joking. Of course, Stacey Martin, our good friend of ours from Urban Post and Urban Essential Oils, she's going to be there. I had the honor of having my name on one of her sprays, and as you guys know, I think it smells, not just because it's named after me, but even before I knew it was going to bear my name, I loved it. And it's a good spray.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's putting it nicely.
Really it is. I mean, and all the other sprays and essential stuff that she has, I mean, she has a full plate of stuff for that.
There's stuff for everyone.
There is.
Whatever you need may be.
Like Stan said, we have, I know Back Mountain Gems and Stone is going to be there, so... It's we have a lot of people. So I believe we have our first caller in.
Outstanding. Listen.
All right.
Welcome to Paranormal Science, Mara and Jeff.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for that welcome. Hey, very excited welcome. About this weekend coming up. Woo!
Awesome.
Well, I sure did.
Jeff, I hear you in the background there.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, my friend. How are you?
I'm great.
I tell you, I don't know if you guys were listening or not, but I mean, you can tell we're very excited. We're very hopeful. We're hoping this weekend kicks off, which I have no doubt it will, especially with all the awesome people we have coming. So, I mean, what do you guys think? How about last year? What did you guys think of last year for our first one?
I thought it was absolutely incredible. Last year was one of the events of my life. I mean, when it comes to paranormal, it was classy. It was this beautiful atmosphere. That mall is gorgeous. It has this really wonderful lighting. And the people that were invited out, the psychics, the paranormal groups, the entertainment personalities, but most of all, the quality of the human beings, like Joe Hawk, Mark Kies, Dan Zurich. These are really cool, kind, quality, professional people, and it is just a place that I would go to again and again if I could, and I'm so excited that I can go with our film Please Talk With Me this weekend. What do you think, Jeff?
I really enjoyed the parade of people, just the variety of people that came through that weekend, and it was fun talking to everybody. Everybody had a story to share, and we were certainly sharing our story of the C2D1 haunting, Chris and I and Mara. We got to show our film, and we'll be showing it again this weekend coming up, and looking forward to that. But yeah, I tackle Mara's statement. It was a great time, and I'm looking to repeat it.
Guys, thank you so much for your kind words. I am truly humbled, and I appreciate that. But I will tell you this, as much as we put into East Coast Paracon, we couldn't do it without you guys, truly. I mean, and you want to talk about professionalism, I mean, and the approachability. You guys are exemplary of that, and Chris and especially the three of you guys are so approachable and so personal that someone... even my one cousin John, he always commented because he talked to Mara a little bit and he had talked to Chris last year. Just the professionalism and the how down to earth you guys are and so approachable and so personable. It's just we want to thank you for being that and bringing that to our Paracon. We truly appreciate that.
Shout out to John Seifert. What a cool
yes.
guy. And you just hit the nail on the head with why it's so cool too is the people that are there as guests. But the people who come and attend, it's so cool to hear people's different stories of how they got interested in the paranormal and why they're coming to the con. And you make friends, like, forever. They're people I correspond with on a daily basis on Facebook and see what they're doing in their lives. So the opportunity to create these sort of meaningful emotional connections in addition to the professional is beautiful. So I want to tell you that I mean that sincerely. Really awesome.
Thank you so much, Mara. I truly appreciate that. I really do. Thank you.
True story.
Thanks. we have another call. You guys want to stay on the line, or do you want to go? I believe Stacy's on the other line.
I'll stay on.
You guys
for
want
a
to hang?
Bit.
All right. All right. Yeah. Let's see if I can do this now. If I hang up, you're more than welcome to call back. But I'm not sure. We'll try this. Stacy, welcome to the air.
Hi. Hi, Joe.
Hey, how are you?
Hello,
welcome
Stacey.
To East Coast
Paranormal. Good.
To, yeah, we're just taking
Hi.
It over. Welcome to East Coast Paranormal. welcome to Paranormal Science. Mara and Jeff, I just hung up on you guys. My apologies. I'll try not to do that next time when you call back. But, yeah, so what's going on, Stacey? I'm glad you called in.
Oh, nothing. We're just getting ready for the East Coast Paracon this weekend. We're making all of our sprays, and we have a lot to make, so.
I hope, I hear the hawk spray is, like, really popular in this area. I hope you bring enough.
Oh, absolutely. We are. We're really making a big batch, so.
Is it gallon dispensers for this time around?
Yeah. I actually had somebody ask for the
fire. We'll have Joe pimping out the sprays.
I actually had somebody ask me for the fire extinguisher side. I said, I'm not sure if she has that or not. But,
yeah, the 25 pounder, right?
Yeah. So I understand you're, I appreciate you calling in because I know you just came off of a festival, right? Or you were at something?
Yep. I was at one in Allentown. I just got home.
Oh, awesome. How did that go for you guys?
Well, I actually went to as a visitor So I actually got to, participate as a visitor instead of
got
selling.
Got to see the other
great.
Side of the coin there.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm, that's awesome. So, Stace, let everybody know where you're from, what your business is, and what you're doing.
Okay. Well, I'm from Lewisburg, Pennsylvania, is where my store is, called Urban Post. And I started making these essential oil crystal sprays that are Reiki charged with energy, and then they're also blessed by a shaman that we use. So they have a lot of intent and purpose put into the sprays.
Now,
they're all made with essential oils. Yeah.
Is there a timeline you let them set and everything, like to get the intensity there before you release them to the public for sale?
Well, you don't have to because we have the shaman do all that with the Reiki and the blessings and things like that. But essential oils, they actually become more potent over time.
Mm-hmm.
So, you can buy a bottle and then put a bottle in your drawer where it's dark and cool and sort of let it age a little bit.
Okay. That answers my question. I was going to ask just the opposite. How long do they last?
I'm sorry, Sam. And I jumped over
it's
you.
Okay.
We're all just chomping at the bit.
Well, they last. I have bottles that I've kept for 2 years, but that's me because. But we recommend a year. There is no preservatives in it. It's all natural. So. We don't want to put any harsh chemicals or anything like that in it. So, it's good for. A year, sometimes more, but we just generally recommend a year.
Okay, and that cool dark storage, that's the key there to prolong
yes.
it. And make
yes.
it
do not keep it in your car like Joe did.
Yeah, I was going to say, I learned from a past experience that...
I wasn't going to dime you out, but she did.
I knew she would. That's
of course you would. You knew I would.
That's okay. I'm okay with that because... You know what? If you don't make mistakes, you don't learn. So I had no idea, people. I left it in my vehicle, and of course, with the heat and sun and everything else, it was just, I'm actually going back to Stacey going, hey, Stace, listen, this just doesn't last as long. And here I am. And I had her all worried about it, when in fact, it was just my fault, because of course, she knows exactly what she's doing, and I did not. So that's what it comes down to. Leave that to the professionals.
Read the instructions
the
on the back.
Essential oils break down in heat and direct sunlight and things like that, so they don't have the potency and, the same compounds. So,
no, in the event, though, if somebody did unfortunately do what Joe did, does mm-hmm. the shaman powers of that wear off? I mean, from being out there's
no,
just
the
shaman,
nope. The shaman powers, the Reiki, the sprays are actually designed with when you shake up the crystals inside,
mm-hmm.
it sort of like recharges.
So that
you know,
good. So
the
you
energy.
Can use it until you get another bottle from you with the correct scent, mm-hmm. like Joe
yes.
and I do.
Right.
Yeah,
sorry,
like
Joe.
No.
Thanks. That's nice. That's nice. Isn't that nice? See how they are?
We have to target them.
All right, I can ask a question because I really don't know that much about it, but what exactly is an essential oil?
There you go.
Essential oil is the essence of a plant or a resin or something like that. It's the most potent part of, of a plant or something like that has healing and beneficial powers.
not powers, but properties.
Properties.
Healing and beneficial properties. So essential oils can really help and cure and treat different ailments and things like that.
Would you have certain sprays that do that, correct?
Yes, I have one called Falling Apart. It is my bestseller by far. When I go to like a Paracon or some kind of event, we make 45 bottles, and within 3 hours, we are sold out.
Well, I'll tell you.
I'll take one of those. Bring an extra.
Yeah, I actually designed it for myself. I have an autoimmune disease that's killing off my organs and things like that. And I have a lot of rheumatoid arthritis pain and fibromyalgia and restless leg syndrome. So I actually formulated it for myself, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this stuff really works. So I put it out there, and, you know, people are like, yeah, yeah, whatever, you know, kind of thing. And then they try, and they're like, oh my gosh.
Opens their mind.
Crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, am I making that up? Like, did that really help my shoulder? You know, things like that. We can't even keep up with making that spray. That's our best seller by far. It really truly works, and it's natural. You can use it as much as you want, and it's really great. Like, my dad is one of my biggest critics, you know, like 66-year-old man who's like, yeah, whatever, you know, this stuff isn't going to work. And he's just now pimping all my sprays to, like,
Well, I'll tell you what, I met your dad. He's a phenomenal man. He really is. Stace, I don't mean to cut you short. We have to take a break. I don't know if you want to hang tight or if you want to hang up. We got a couple other callers. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Mark Hyes from Paranormal Science. Did you ever get that feeling like you have 1,000 demons tearing at your back? You know the pain. Are you uncomfortable in your own body, like you're possessed with somebody else's torment and suffering? You don't need an exorcist. You need chiropractics. Dedicated to providing the best chiropractic and rehabilitative care possible, Chiropractics will get you back into the body you remember. Chiropractics, 569 Pier Street, Kingston, PA. Check them out on the web, getchiropractics.com, T-I-X on the end, or call 570-288-5800 and get back to living.
Warning. This program may contain material that is controversial to some listeners. Spontaneous enlightenment may occur.
All right, welcome back to Paranormal Science. We have Lisa on the line. Lisa, welcome.
Welcome, Lisa.
Thank you. How are you all tonight?
Good. Welcome to Paranormal Science. How are we doing?
Doing great. Happy birthday to Stan's mom a couple days late.
Oh, that's very nice. Thank you. That was awesome.
We are all very excited about coming up on Friday night and setting up and coming in on Saturday and meeting all the wonderful people coming in.
Awesome. We're glad to have you. I'm so glad you'd be part of this again.
Well, if she does, I think I'm going to get back in line there for that Reiki again.
Right?
I feel good after that.
Doesn't right? Lisa? Yeah.
Good, because you hadn't ever had it before, and you nope. looked like you were looking, you looked a little uncomfortable. So I'm glad that you were able to find some comfort.
Oh, it was
from
good. It was good.
I know you don't know Stanwell. He normally looks like that, but you were keyed right on. That's where your psychic ability came in because you keyed in on it. So it wasn't necessarily the look; it was the feeling.
I walk around looking uncomfortable all the time.
That's all right. So do I. Don't
we're
feel
used
bad.
To it, Stan.
But yeah, we're so tell everybody who you are and what you're going to be doing at the East Coast Paracon on Saturday.
My name is Lisa. I am an evidential medium and psychic, and basically what that means is I bring in information, giving you pieces of information that you can validate that I would have no other way of knowing, to tell you about mostly what's been going on in your life and where it's leading you. And if you like where it's going, keep on that path. If you don't like where it's going, where you step off the path and make different decisions. Or if there's someone who's passed that you want to connect with, if they step step in to bring you messages and information, I share that with the folks.
Well, I will tell you, I won't go into my personal stuff, but I know you gave me a little reading the first time that I actually met you. I was standing outside. It was the Inner Peace, and we went to Inner Peace, and I was standing outside. I'd never even met you before, Lisa. And I remember you calling me and saying, I think you need a reading.
Yeah, that was second. I didn't step in. I remember that.
Yeah, stand and step in.
Donna brought you in and introduced us, and you came into my space, and I was doing readings, so you had to get a reading.
Right, true. And I appreciate that. I'll tell you what, you were very good, very spot on, and I thank you for that. And if anybody gets a chance, you know, Lisa's definitely the one, one of the psychics to go to. We're going to have several there. And, one thing I have to sit here and say that I'm very proud of ECPC in doing is that the people we bring together are the ones that we believe in, and the ones that have some type of lividity to them to show that they exactly know what they're doing. It's not a smoke and mirrors, dog and pony, you know, the shell game. It's none of that here. You know, we try to bring the real deal, and that's one of the things I'm very proud of myself and the team at ECPC to do that. And I want to thank my guys for all that, and I want to thank you guys for being a part of it.
Thank you. I think it's really great. I've met some of the people who were there last year. I know everybody that I met was very good and very talented and very capable. And what I find is there are people who can connect but have a difficult time expressing what it is that they're getting. So sometimes the people walk away with not a good feeling for the reading that they got, and you don't get those kind of people at the ECPC, and I think that's just wonderful. I like being around people like that. So thank you for creating an environment where people like us can come together.
Well, thank you. That's great to hear, actually, especially as being, that's awesome. I'm glad I heard that. That makes us feel much, much better. Thank you, Lisa.
You're welcome.
And we will see you Friday.
Excellent.
All right, we got
so
a couple
of people.
Yes, well, thank you for calling. We appreciate that. Yes. We'll see you Friday, Lisa. We have a couple other people. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye, guys.
All right, bye-bye. Cheryl, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thanks. I'm excited.
I know.
Looking forward to this weekend.
Right? Isn't it? That's awesome. That's awesome. I can't wait. I cannot wait. What? Let me ask you a question.
What am I thinking right now?
Sorry, Cheryl Ray.
There you go. Ed's putting you right on the spot. Let me ask you a question. You were there last year. How do you think you did? And what about, what's the feeling you got from ECPC?
Oh, my gosh. It was such an incredible experience for me. First of all, you guys put on just an amazing event. It was really welcoming for all of us vendors, but I think for the public too, it was just a great environment for them to be, to be in and walk in and be able to have conversations with mediums and psychics and authors and directors, and it was just incredible. But I had an amazing time last year. I was very busy, so I unfortunately didn't get a whole lot of time to get to talk to any of the other vendors because I just had, just one after another.
Which was outstanding.
It was outstanding. It was an amazing time for me.
It was just like a train. I mean, it just kept,
That's
every
right.
time when someone would go out, they'd boom, be right back. I remember one point you're like, all right, I really need to stop because you had to take a restroom break. You're like, I need to stop.
Well, Cheryl was the one in the window.
Yeah.
Everybody
yeah.
wants to know
yeah.
who she
yeah,
was.
Yeah,
she
I
was
the one
in the window. They're like, how much for the psychic in the window? I'm like, yeah. But,
He's been a puppy.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And more intuitive, too, believe it or not. But I'll tell you, and that's one of the things we talked to. I don't know if you heard the beginning of the program. We talked to Mara and Jeff. That's one of the things that we said and we thanked them for. And I want to thank you and Lisa. And I was trying to keep a party line going here, but I keep hanging up on people. So I apologize to the other guests. But with that being said, we ECPC want to thank our vendors, our psychics, our teams for being so approachable and for being able to be down to earth and talk to people, because that's what we wanted to create, was an environment where, the person that thought they would get ridiculed, laughed at, looked at a little different. We wanted to create that atmosphere where they could come in and just be accepted for who they are and what they think, and not be looked at, sideways and think
absolutely.
There's something wrong with them. And I want to thank you and the rest of everybody for that.
I love that, because I actually, I'm lucky enough, I kind of do double duty, at ECPC because I am a medium offering readings, but I'm also a member of the Pennsylvania Paranormal Association.
Absolutely.
Who is there.
That's where we've seen you before.
Yeah.
I knew she was familiar from somewhere.
So it's great that I can get to have conversations with people who have experienced things in their home and are, you know, questioning their sanity sometimes.
Exactly.
And because I can remote view energy, I was able to just sit down with some people and be like, oh no, you got spirit over there, you know, and be able to give them some information on how to help clear that from their home. So it's always a busy time and a great time for me at ECPC. So I'm super excited to be there.
Thank you so much. We're honored and excited to have you. I appreciate that.
It's awesome having you there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, thank
so
you.
So you're more than welcome to stay on the line, Cheryl. I may hang up on you. You can always call back. But
don't take it personally.
I won't hold it against you.
But we actually have one more break to take. I think we're going to do that early so then we can continue these great conversations on. Anybody that's listening and wants to call in and know any information on that. And when we come back, we might just be giving some tickets away. Am I right, Stan?
That's right.
Right? What do you think, guys?
I think there's going to be a little action here.
A little something.
Yeah, the Mac Craze agree we should get some tickets away here?
We concur.
All right.
Absolutely.
All right, absolutely. So everybody stay tuned, pay attention. We'll be back. All right, welcome back. Boy, I love all the call-ins. I absolutely love it. I appreciate everybody calling in.
A lot of energy tonight.
It is good energy. Speaking of good energy, probably one of the best energies that you could imagine, our good friend Chris DeCesare. Chris, welcome to the show.
Chris. Good evening.
Hey, folks. Yes, I am high energy. I am looking forward to Saturday.
We're looking forward to seeing you.
It's going to be great. And if people haven't been there before, you know, there are different kinds of events, but the East Coast Paracon is a perfect blend. It's part conference and then part family gathering. You know, some events are so big, you wait online for half an hour to see somebody at a table. Some events are so small, you have 45 vendors and two guests. But this event is perfect. It's the perfect blend.
Well, thank you, Chris. I'm humbled by your words, man. Seriously, thank you. Thank you.
It's the truth. And, a part of what I always talk about is valuing what you have while it's still here. And, you know, we all go through ups and downs in our lives, good and bad times. And the East Coast Paracon is something that I look forward to. And everyone who walks away from it, takes something from it. A memory, a new friend, something they got from one of the vendors. It's a really nice time.
And I'll tell you what, I know we have, if you don't mind 1 minute, Chris, I'm going to bring Mara back on if I can. If I hang up on you,
absolutely,
please call back. Mara?
Hey there.
All right, Mara's back.
Hey,
Chris is on the line also, Mara.
Awesome. Hello from New York.
Right.
Hello from Penn State.
Mara is back in the house. Is Jeff with you?
Jeff, are you with me?
I sure am.
All right, great. How about that? Bringing the three together, that's awesome. And Chris, I want to echo my words that I told Mara and Jeff before and Cheryl and everyone else that, you know, For you being there, and like you said, it's a part of a family, and you know what? That's awesome words that you said, because as you guys know, especially when I first met you, Jeff, and even Mara, you know, I told you, I felt the sense of connection with you guys, you know, and I not only consider you, you know, acquaintances or business friends, you guys are my friends, you know what I mean? And I truly mean that. And what I love about all you is that the approachability, like we're talking before, Chris, you, for everything that's happened to you, for all the things you've done in life that you've accomplished, you know, the person that you are, you know, you have my utmost respect, and above all that, you're very personable and you're very down to earth, and that's more respectable than anything because of everything that you've gone through, and to have your life out there and still be so humble and talk to people that come up to you with their own problems and just wanting to see you, because whether from either side of the spectrum, whether they look at you as a celebrity or look at you as a person, but you welcome everybody the same way with open arms, and that's just awesome. And we want to thank you for being a part of East Coast Paracon. I truly thank you.
Well, thank you, and now the pressure's on.
yeah, right? So everybody, when you approach Chris, I want to detailed message. No, I'm just joking. No. But honestly, you are. I mean, you can't change who you are, my friend, and that's exactly what that is who you are.
Well, like you said too, you know, it's about friendship, it's about respect, it's about keeping your word, and you know, the folks on the other line there are just the same. I mean, Jeff is the one who saw me through. He was the rock during that haunting. He is the one that helped me navigate those waters. Mara is the one who took this upon herself. Said, let's make some kind of lasting tribute to those folks, and did it in a way that honored all of us. So you know, we walk through our lives and make choices. And I'm very thankful the choices I've made have worked out very well.
Absolutely. And Mara, just for that vision, I mean, that's awesome. You know, to take that, what you saw and what you saw in it, and to bring it to where you did, Mara, that's, again, that is such a vision that you had, and that's just so loving and awesome in and of itself. And Jeff,
it's an honor that Chris and Jeff and the other survivors allowed me to help honor and share what they went through, and it's a real gift that you would say that, Joe. Thank you.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure. And Jeff, you know, and I've spoken these words to you before, my friend. You know, you truly, I mean, it was happening to Chris. Chris was in the mix of it. He couldn't get away from it if he wanted to. But you put yourself in it. And if that doesn't show a character of man, nothing does. You know, you chose to become a part of this. You could have easily walked away like anybody else did. And you took the to be a man and the virtue and say, hey, listen, you saw somebody in trouble and said, hey, listen, here's a hand. I'm handing it out to you. Let's do this together. And I can't even imagine, you know, I know the close friends I have and how emotional and how great it feels to me. I can't imagine how Chris feels about you and you about him just for doing that for him. And I applaud you as a person.
So thanks, Joe. It was a case of being in the right place at the right time. And, you know, I really am in awe of both Chris and Mara here. But I think together we are stronger, as they say. And I'm glad things turned out the way they did.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like I said, you guys, and I'll tell you, it's a trio that I've, you know, you guys are three of a kind that a full house can never beat. I'll tell you that much.
Oh, awesome.
Can I throw more thing, Joe?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm looking forward also to Lala's Lollies. They make the best customized lollipops. I'm hoping this year for peanut butter, and we'll see if the ladies can deliver.
Oh, they're great. They're great.
Let me tell you something. Judy and Lisa, if they're listening, I'm sure they will deliver. Because I'll tell you what, last year they made an actual East Coast Paracon lollipop for us just for the event. So, you know, if you talk to them, which I'm sure you did, if they come up with a lollipop, and what'd you say, peanut butter?
Yes.
All right, the pressure's on. No, we're kidding, of course, but I will tell her about the peanut butter. But let me tell you something. Chris is absolutely right. You know, the fact of the matter is that it goes for a good cause. It's cheap, and they do make one heck of a lollipop for a homemade lollipop. I'll
tell
you that
much. They last a long time.
Don't they?
They do last.
You get a long time out of that.
You get your money's worth, absolutely.
They got hooked on the rum chata.
Yes. Yeah, did you guys have the rum chata ones?
I didn't, myself.
Oh, you got to try it.
Chris, Mara, Jeff, did you guys have that one?
I did not. The word rum is there, and I don't do well with that.
Well, you could take it for later, but I'll tell you what. I suggest that that's like the Joe Hawk endorsed lollipop of that they have. So. But, yeah, guys, you know, I'll tell you what, it is truly such a pleasure and honor to have you guys there, and I'm so excited. And you guys will be in Friday, correct?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah, we'll be there Friday.
Awesome. So we'll see you guys at the meet and greet, and it's going to be, of course, you know, at the mall this year, which you guys know. I just want to throw that out there for all the vendors and vendors, teams, and psychics, of course.
Yes.
ECPC team. It's going to be Friday night at the mall. So that way, everybody will be setting up, and it'll start at 7 o'clock, and we'll have a good time. We certainly will. There's no doubt about that.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right, guys. I appreciate you calling in. I don't know if we have somebody else on the line or not, but... we don't need to take a break, do we?
No.
Oh, that's right. We took our second break. Yeah. Bosco, thanks for the early break. I appreciate that. So we can continue to talk.
We still have to get those tickets away.
That's right. So guys... let me tell you something. Three is pick a number. All three is pick a number. Say it out loud, and then we'll choose here what you want. So, did someone hang up?
Nope.
Yeah.
I didn't hang up. Uh oh.
Uh oh.
Oh, something's going on.
Chris.
He can definitely.
Oh, you hung up on all of them now.
That was not me. I think Bosco dumped them. I'll blame Bosco.
Oh.
all right. Well, guess what? We're gonna pick a number here. There's four of us in the studio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what do you say, guys? The fourth caller?
Fourth caller.
Fourth caller? Fourth caller now.
I'll go with four.
Let's go. We'll light the lines up. Bosco, are you ready, my friend?
Quattro.
All right. We got the thumb up. We got, yeah. All right. So it's going to be 570-883-0098 or 1-800-437-0098. Fourth caller. Two free tickets, Stan?
Two free tickets, guys?
Two. Let's do it.
Two Doses. Free tickets to East Coast Paracon this Saturday. Starts at 10 a.m. to 6. And do we have a lineup?
And you're going to have time of your life.
Hey, you should.
Okay, we did get one text message in. It has nothing at all to do with the Paracon. Somebody wants to know, when are we going to have another show about the Bigfoot? And it's Scott. And if Scott goes to the Paracon,
yes,
we're going to have a few people up there talking about
Definitely.
Bigfoot.
Right. Yeah, Scott, I mean, we have...
There's something for everyone.
Bill, there is, absolutely.
We've got Pennsylvania Bigfoot Investigations.
We do. We have Bill Brock.
Bill Brock. He's from Planet... Or, what is
Destination Underground.
Yep.
Or Monsters Underground from Destination America.
Yep.
We have a heck of a lineup, but if you can't make it, Scott, I'm sure, as you know, if you're a listener, and we do appreciate you listening, well, we have them on, you know, I would say quite often, you know, frequently, and we'll always bring the Pennsylvania Bigfoot investigators are always welcome. Maybe we'll have Bill call in, Bill Brock call in one night, maybe, and have a...
that'd be good,
Right? That'd be good. He's, Bill knows his stuff, so...
Bill's good.
Yeah.
He just got finished, I think, last night doing...
Mothman.
Mothman.
Did you see the picture?
Yes, I did. That's amazing.
I don't know. I didn't know how to take that. Did you guys see the picture?
I have not, no.
I suggest you go to...
eyes?
Yeah, I suggest you go to... if you go to East Coast Paracon's Facebook page, we are friends with Bill Brock. If you look him up and you go on his Facebook page, there's a picture there that I'm not sure if they put it up like as a... like jokingly... or and if I say that,
deal.
Or if it's the real deal, I haven't got a chance to talk to him.
It's very clear, whatever it is.
It is, right. It's very clear. So I don't know if it's just like one of those things like that, hey, this is what it supposedly looks like.
Yep.
Or if they actually found something similar to that.
That's outstanding, if that is the real deal.
But seriously, I don't know. I'm going to hear...
I hear
hold
a phone.
On a second. What we'll do is whoever wins and whoever gets the tickets, what we'll do is we'll actually hold them at the desk or at the entrance, and then we'll give them to them at the mall, so they can come up and they have to present an idea of who they are, and that's how we'll give it to them. So I did hear a phone ring. I thought we had something going on, but it might just be it's the phone lines are ringing.
The
fourth person, ladies and gentlemen.
That's outstanding.
It is. It's good, actually. I'm so happy to see that. I actually lost my train of thought, guys. Pick me up here.
That's okay. We're talking about Mothman.
Right. Oh, yes.
Talk about the picture.
Yes. So that picture, Stan, I mean, it had glowing red eyes.
Mm-hmm.
It actually, you could almost see like a shoulder.
And a ghostly, like, gray body.
Yeah.
Look at that picture.
Yeah, it was an amazing
day. I'm going to have to look at it.
There it is.
Wow.
Kelly brought it up.
If that's the real deal there.
Let me tell you something.
That's something.
That's kind of creepy.
Is there any comments on it, Kel?
Yeah, but not about...
Nothing that...
No.
That is out of this world.
That's what I mean. I wish we had, like... I wish we had radio vision, because, like...
That'd be
you
cool.
People had to see... Right? Yeah. Live broadcast. You never know. It's up to you, people. If you want it, we will build it. If you want us to have an actual live show right into the station, let them know. We could like stream live from here if you want. It all depends. But if you want it, we'll do it. Now, with that being said, could you imagine that? Although I do have a face for radio, I might actually be okay with it.
We will deliver.
We'll deliver.
We will.
It might not look like the way we look in person, but our voices will be the same.
Exactly.
I'm the decrepit looking one. What did you say it was before?
No, not decrepit. What was it?
You know, we can all do brown bag.
What did there you go.
Lisa said beaten down or something. I don't
beaten
know.
Down, yeah, Stan's the beaten down one.
You know, you got some mileage on you, but... You know,
oh, that's funny right there.
He's still one hell of an investigator at the PPA, and he does great with the ECPC. Stan is the man.
Even though I am old, falling apart.
All right. Yeah, no. Hey, let me tell you something. Well, it's not the mileage. It's not the mileage, Stan. It's all in how you're a well-oiled machine, my friend.
Let's go back to ECPC. This was a dream you had. Both day. I mean, both put this together. I know it didn't take off when originally you had some stuff, but when it did, you wanted out of the park, and you brought myself, Kelly, in on this.
It started 3 years ago, and the first year...
Thank you, Ed.
You're welcome. First year wasn't going. There was lots of things going on in
personal lives, yeah.
Yep. Right? And if we did it then, it wouldn't have been a knockout. It would have just been something.
I don't think we would have had the energy to put into it, to be honest.
I was honored for you guys to bring us in and let me be part of it, because it was just over the top.
Well, I'll tell you what. This, you know, just to give a very little background, this actually started at my old house at the kitchen table.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Stan and I were talking about it. It was, you know, I had had an idea, and I brought it to Stan, and Stan tweaked it, and so we came out, you know, to what we are today, and of course, always ever evolving, bringing people on, you know, letting, you know, some people left us and stuff like that. But, you know, and we wish everybody well. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, no matter what, I want to keep the dream alive. I want to keep moving forward. And as much as anybody else, of course, I get frustrated, downtime, the whole nine yards. And,
oh, yeah.
But the vision I never want lost, you know, and then exactly. That's the biggest thing. And although we are ECPC, you know, everybody says, oh, we'll stand and join the founders and this, that. But we couldn't be that without you, Ed, and you, Kelly, and Jeff Alimo, you know, and Lisa. And, you know, we couldn't do that without
the vendors,
you know,
psychics,
even
everything.
You know, even
everybody.
I mean, even the ones that aren't still necessarily with us, or people that moved on and stuff. You know, I mean,
Angela,
John, Carrie Ann, they all helped us. They all, you know, helped us form.
And they all touched
now.
Us in a way.
Absolutely. You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, you know, regardless of what way it was, you know, exactly. The fact of the matter is they touched us. So, you know, and they brought that little piece of you know, extra to it. So I appreciate that. And then of course we have Holly, and we have, you know, Mike going to be helping us run the door and that. And I know Stan, your kids are mm-hmm. going to be helping us. So, you know, it's all the people behind the scenes that don't hear their voice or your guys' voice every week, or they don't understand what's going on. But it's a whole team and a whole collective effort that brings us together and makes it what it is. And not just the ECPC team, but people like the ones that called in today, you know, Chris, Mara,
oh,
Jeff,
God, yeah.
You know,
they make it
Lisa,
happen.
Cheryl. I mean, you know, Mark, you know, Mark's not here, but you know, Mark, you know, the PPA has always been a great supporter for East Coast Paracon, and you know, I mean, they've always, you know, helped us out, and always asking to see if we need help or hand in hand. And I appreciate that from Mark and Lauren. I really do, because if I didn't join the PPA, we probably wouldn't have this show, and we probably wouldn't, not that I made it, but I'm saying, like, you know, like, I wouldn't be a part of the show if it wasn't for the PPA. I wouldn't have started East Coast Paracon if it wasn't for PPA. So, you know, they definitely opened a lot of doors, and then I'm glad we could harmonize together, you know, even though, you know, being two separate things, I'm glad we could harmonize together and work together and be what we are. So I appreciate that. We actually have another caller real quick.
Outstanding.
It's the winner, right?
John.
Hello.
Welcome,
good
John. People might recognize this voice. I'm not sure. Ladies and gentlemen, John Lucas.
Hello.
Welcome,
good
John.
Good evening, John. How are you, brother?
Hi, not too bad.
John.
How are you?
Good. How are you, my friend?
Okay.
So what's going on? Well,
I'm looking forward to the East Coast Paracon this year. Had a good time last year.
Awesome. We're so glad to have you. I'm glad you're, of course, you're going to come this year, right?
Yes.
What do you think? What are you most looking forward to, John? You're going to go for go to Cheryl for the psychic, or
Psychic reading. Yeah.
Because I know you and Cheryl were talking at the little get together that we had at the house. So, you know, she said something about she was going to read you or something. So I don't know. You know, that'd be awesome. That really would.
Yes. In fact, I think she read me last year, too.
Oh, did she? Oh, that's right. She did.
Yes.
I was going to ask
her. And how was that?
It was interesting. It was interesting, and she picked up on some points. And I should have written it down, but I didn't. So, you know.
Well, no, that's okay, because you know. And the thing is, again, what I like is, and maybe you could echo it from being a, you know, someone that did get read by one of the psychics, and Cheryl is very, very good at what she does. Like I said, not just a member of the PPA, but Cheryl did some personal readings for me too, and she knocked it out of the park, knew stuff about me that no one else would have even known, even though Cheryl is a friend of mine. That she brought up things from my childhood, and you know, my dad had passed, you know, shortly before that she had read for me, and brought stuff up about my dad. Like, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, John, but she validates a lot of things. I mean, she really...
Yes.
Right? Does she not? I mean, it's awesome.
Yes. Yes. And I even had a reading from Virginia, too, and, you know, then...
Another outstanding woman.
Too,
yeah, Virginia Centrillo, the resident psychic of the PPA. Let me tell you something. Virginia will not be doing readings there this year.
Not this
unfortunately.
Year.
No. She will be there. She will be there. Yeah. But Virginia's going to do her own thing, work the crowd. And, you know, she has a lot of stuff. Not that I want to get into people's personal life, but she has a lot of things going on, too. So she doesn't feel as though she could give 100% to the readings, which, you know, has to be respectable. People have to understand that.
Oh, God, yeah.
But again, like everything else, she is so personal that she'll be walking through the crowd and this and that. So she'll be able to talk to people. And again, you know, I mean, John, you, correct me if I'm wrong. I mean, was everybody not professional and able to talk to? I mean, it's a great atmosphere.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
I mean, you know, Mary Barrett, I remember, because you sat in the one thing with me when Mary did her psychic gallery last year. And she hit it out of the park on a couple people. And it was just absolutely amazing. Oh, I hear the
music.
I hear the music.
Why is this so quick?
Bosco, do we have a winner? All right. Hey, John, thanks for calling, my friend.
You're welcome.
All right, you hear we'll see you on Friday.
Okay.
All right, thanks, Johnny.
You're welcome.
Right,
take care. Good night, John.
Bosco, again, the name, I'm sorry. Ron Biglin of Clark Summit. Ron Biglin of Clark Summit. Two free tickets.
Congratulations.
Thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening. We will see you Saturday. Just don't forget to bring an ID and we'll let you in. So on behalf of East Coast Paracon, on behalf of WILK and Paranormal Science, I'm Joe Hawk.
I'm Stan Zirk.
I'm Ed Mac Daddy Mac Ray.
I'm Kelly Mac Ray.
Don't forget to keep the faith.
And sleep tight.